You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
On to Sunday's live games, and we'll start with Watford versus Liverpool, which is a 1:30 kick-off. Watford 3-1 to win this. The draw 11-5 and Liverpool in the betting at even money. Odi Ighalo to score and Watford to win is 7-1. Philippe Coutinho to score and Liverpool to win in the betting at 4-1. Those two enhanced odds offers here for this game. I think this is better the weekend, Derek, here.
3-1 Watford.
Yeah, 3-1 Watford.
I know. I mean, Liverpool are even. This is the same match, same price as the game we just talked about. And, you know, who would you rather back? Newcastle are even to beat Villa, or Liverpool are even to win at Watford? I mean, you know, Newcastle all day long, wouldn't you? Crazy. I just can't have Liverpool. This is Watford who've won their last three games, playing against the Liverpool side, who haven't won in their last three. And they've played Newcastle, Sion and West Brom. You know, I just don't understand it. Liverpool are evens because they're called Liverpool. The odds are all wrong, and Watford got to be backed. Just got to be backed.
What was Jurgen Klopp doing last weekend, by the way, Derek?
Do you know what? I was embarrassed, right? And I thought that most Liverpool fans would be embarrassed, right? But I was speaking to a couple in the pub last night, and these are the lads who went the match, and they were just caught up in it. You know, afterwards
really? They
were thinking, why did I do that? But they were just caught up in the moment. You know, they were delighted that he did it. So, you know, to do that, in the cold light of day, it looks a ridiculous thing to do, an embarrassing thing to do. And yet he's got the fans on side. The fans were swept away with it. So he's obviously doing something right. And maybe all the talk about it has masked the fact that Liverpool have failed to win in their last three games. Since that, everybody was, you know, talking how brilliant they were following that 6-1 win at Southampton. They haven't put a foot right. They were absolutely woeful in their last away game against Newcastle. Absolutely terrible. You know, and a 2-2 draw at West Brom. Even money, it's a criminal bet.
Yeah, I agree. Liverpool even money. Watford 3-1. The draw 11-5 here. They've slightly flown under the radar, Watford. It's the highest points tally after 16 games from a newly promoted side since Hull got 26 points back in 2008-2009. On that occasion, Hull only avoided relegation on the final day of the season. Yeah. I'm sure that won't be the same for this Watford side. 3-1 Watford to win here.
Yeah, not under my radar. They were my tip to stay up
they were,
at the start of the season.
They?
Yeah, I thought I was a little worried earlier in the season when the goals weren't coming, but I had a feeling that they had so many good strikers that if one of them would click, then they'd be okay. Because that's all you need really to survive is one striker to click and score you high teens. As it happens, two of them are clicking, aren't they, at the minute? And you know, the goals at home have been hard to come by, but now they're starting to come in. 6 goals in 8 matches they've scored at home, 5 of them in the last 3 games. So yeah, that just proves that you know, they're starting to get things right. That they drew a blank against Palace, drew a blank against Arsenal, scored 2 against West Ham, 1 against United, 2 against Norwich. Ighalo and Deeney sharing those 5 goals. In fact, Deeney scored an own goal in there as well, so he's got 3 himself. That's the worry here for Liverpool for me. The other worry for Liverpool is that we've seen how when a team reaches a pinnacle. Like you win, Derek. We always say, when you win like the League Cup, it's hard to then come back off the next week, isn't it? Now, having drawn at home to West Brom, they're going to have to come down from such a mountain, aren't they? You know, how do they now get back into normal football? A trip to Watford after the heights.
Well, if they win at Watford,
I mean,
they'll end up parading on the roof of the stadium.
Have you heard any news about an open-top bus tour with a win at Watford? I don't know. I mean, maybe that'll be saved for later on in the season. But all joking apart, what Derek said there is that it may well mask that performance. But we've gone from Klopp losing one game at Palace in about 6 or 7, wasn't it? Maybe 8 even. The 6-1 win at Southampton, all of a sudden it's like Klopp's a genius. And then the wheels have just started to unscrew, if not fall off. I'm a little bit concerned for them. And it's hard to disagree with you guys in that 3-1. I think Watford are a very good team. I just wonder if Liverpool will allow them the space that they need here to go and beat them. I think Norwich are weak. Watford beat Norwich at home last time out. They beat West Ham, which, you know, that was a good result against West Ham. Lost to Man U, lost 3-0 to Arsenal. So when they've played two of the better teams, they've come unstuck. I'm going to go for the draw here, 11-5. I think I don't think they'll quite get it done against Liverpool, but I understand why you two are going for it. What I do like is those two goal scorers, though. You know, I kicking myself really not for leaving the Troy Deeney bandwagon. I'm back on it this week. I think he'll score a goal against Liverpool. I think he's playing really well, leads the team, Picks up some scraps from Icarlo. He's a bit greedy, Icarlo, but that's why he's scoring all the goals. But I like Deeney. I think he
you
may
think
be the
one.
You think
he's a better 9-4 than Icarlo is at 2-1?
Yeah, I prefer him, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
I can't believe
just
that.
Just because he's been good for me, yep. Really. I suppose I've got maybe a bit of a soft spot for him, I guess. But look, I mean, pick either. I think both are good prices, but I'll go for Deeney just because he's a bigger price.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.